Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Barbara Bradley. The scripture is Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 16. Boy, I picked a doozy, didn't I? Church devotional writers sign up on a Google document and we pick a date or two for each series to write a submission. How do I choose my dates or scriptures to reflect? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It has served me well so far until this one. I read a quick summary online and have hemmed and hawed for weeks and then some. But here we are, and I guess God thought I needed a challenge. Romans 1 introduces some basics of Christianity: the gospel, faith, righteousness, and God's wrath against sin. We are challenged to embrace the power of the gospel, live by faith, and understand the serious consequences of turning away from His truth. Verses 18 through 32 focus on the wrath of God when we are ungodly. Paul turns to the wrath of God, which is being revealed against men who refuse to focus on the truth, specifically those who looked away from God's truth and abandoned God's design for sexuality. This is Paul's letter to the Romans as he introduces key themes for the gospel: righteousness, faith, and the wrath of God against sin. Paul actually writes to believers in Rome to request his desire to visit with them and share in faith. Romans 2 is about judgment and mercy. We are challenged to recognize our own faults before we judge others. We are reminded to live our truth and be humble before God. The emphasis is on inward transformation over outward compliance to religious laws. Don't get caught up in every detail and ritual over actually guarding your heart and living in faith. Paul makes it clear not to pass judgment on others when we sin the same. God's judgment is impartial, and we are promised eternal life for those who do good and wrath for those who do evil. Period. The law's function explained that those who sin without the law will also perish without the law, and those under the law will be judged by the law. Paul ends by emphasizing that it is not hearing the law but obeying it that justifies a person before God. In short, worry about yourself and your relationship with God instead of distracting yourself by looking at what everybody else is doing. God is perfect in love, and He is equally perfect in judgment. Charles Cranfield, a British theologian and minister who served as a chaplain during World War II, put it like this: His wrath is not something which is inconsistent with His love. On the contrary, it is an expression of His love. It's precisely because He loves us truly and seriously and faithfully that He is angry with us in our sinfulness. Let us pray. God, help us to be still and focus on our relationship with You and not get caught up in judging what everyone around us is doing or not doing. Remind us to mind our own business and focus on You and how we can improve ourselves. Open our eyes and hearts to ways we can improve the lives of others and leave them better than we found them. Help us to be the light. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.